For them, I guess.
All right, we're good.
I'm not okay.
Should I
not
bring up what we were talking about?
No, I mean, you can if you want.
I'm curious, and I don't have like a... I'm open to learning.
Welcome to Sissy Boys Podcast. Go ahead, cut it. I am Dan Donahue.
D-O-N-O-H-U-E. For the longest time, I thought it was D-O-N-A.
Everyone does. That's fine.
Donna, not don't know Hugh.
That's my cross to bear.
Don't know Hugh. I don't know Hugh. I don't know Hugh.
People say I don't go through any struggle. People put the A there instead of the O all the time.
I'm Matt LeGrand.
I'm Cooper Leiden, and if you're looking for loyalty, then you're in the right place.
If you're looking for three loyal gentlemen to softly speak into your ear all the truth of the world, you've come to the right place.
If you're tired of all these other podcasts just not respecting you and not treating you like the queen you are, then you found the podcast for you.
I am here to love you, and if you're ready to slay the house down boots, my queen.
Today we're going to talk about digital marketing.
No, we're not.
What are some things that you've digitally marketed recently?
I sold an NFT of my own nipple.
Did you?
For
yeah.
How much?
To the Pentagon.
Really?
Okay.
For how much?
Wait, you believed me when I said that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I feel like you are the only way you would reveal more body is for money.
Because you did Definitely. That show for the Pentagon.
I did, yeah. I did the Pentagon Variety Hour.
Did you hear that story about how Russia was, like, monitoring the Pentagon and they were going to, like, bomb this specific part of it because, like, they thought it was, like, a secret meetup for agents, and then they found out it was just a hot dog stand in the Pentagon? Because they were, like, overhead surveillance.
Dude, do you know how much that would still piss off everyone in the Pentagon if they blew up the hot dog stand?
Probably more than actually anything.
Oh, my God, than anything.
They'd be like, why do we even work here?
Yeah, fuck this.
This isn't even fun.
They quit en masse.
We don't even get to see the planes.
The Pentagon hot dogs are so good.
They are so good. Because they're
like
a Pentagon.
Hot dogs, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're made into the shape of a Pentagon. Yeah.
Were you involved in the...
9/11?
Yeah, yeah, the plane. Did it hit the Pentagon, or is that United 93?
It hit it.
It did?
Yeah.
You were involved with that? No. Yes or no?
Are you asking me if I was... I'm going to say right now on the podcast, no.
Okay, how about you?
Was I involved?
Yeah. Were you born?
Yes. Cooper, why don't you answer the question?
You were 4 years old?
No.
Three.
I was about 2 or 3. I was in California. I was definitely not... in Washington, D.C.
He wasn't there.
I was not in Washington,
okay.
D.C. Hey, I wasn't there. I couldn't get there on my own. I was just a little guy, okay?
Right. Yeah. I would have the little guy defense. That's what O.J. Simpson used,
I couldn't have
too.
Hijacked the plane because my ears would have popped, and I would have been scared, and they would have hurt it.
That's the biggest part of the O.J. defense is that he was just a little guy.
He's too little.
He's little.
I was out of the country.
Yeah,
but I could have been involved from a distance.
Sure.
But I wasn't.
Why? I don't know why you would even say that.
Well, I just like it's a possibility, I was not. And I was also sad.
You're saying in general, like in the, in the way anything is possible, it is a possibility.
I'm just saying don't rule me out. Like, don't think like, oh, he definitely wasn't involved.
Why
just,
would you want us to not rule you out?
I'm just, because I want you guys to be critical thinkers.
You don't
want
to be left out. You have a fear of missing out so much that you want to be on the suspect list for 9/11.
You're using what's called the Reading Rainbow offense, which is the anything is possible.
Is that a
prosecution?
Thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is that a legal term?
Prosecutors will start a case by being like, when I was young, the TV shows I watched told me anything was possible. And that's why it is possible that Matt LeGrand murdered that man.
And like by that logic.
Mad inspirational.
Mad inspirational.
Sorry. I interrupted you.
No, you didn't.
You know what I've been doing lately, guys?
Biking?
I've been biking all over the place.
What have you been doing outside of biking?
I've been trying to use my car as little as possible.
Oh, were you going to talk about biking?
Yeah.
I like how he said, I've been biking, and then you were like, anything else.
Talk about anything other than that.
Do you bike on major streets?
Dude, I've started biking everywhere because I'm like, I just want to see what it's like to operate like without a car for a while. And so I've only been using my car if I absolutely can't get a ride somewhere or bike. It's awesome. and it's a little scary, but it's awesome.
Isn't it so fun?
Yeah, it's very fun. It's scary sometimes. Okay, if I die by getting hit by a car, just know if they can't find the car, it was a truck or any white BMW.
Or Cooper.
Those two cars are the most disrespectful to they'll go out of their way.
Yeah, like, is it purposeful
to fuck with you? As it feels like it really does.
Because sometimes I don't accommodate bikers well because I'm like, man, there's just no room for you. Like, but some people definitely like make it clear. They're like, I want to hit you. Have you had that,
dude?
Well, go ahead.
I was gonna say I was biking down Sunset but on the part in East Hollywood where there's a bike lane. And there was a woman getting out of a white BMW. And when people get out on the bike lane, they'll usually only half open their door, right? Well, she half opens her door and then looks back and sees me and then fully opens her door. Like, literally, there's no way. She sees me and then fully opens her door and leaves it there. So I stop and I look at her. And then she looks at me and she closes it. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, why did you just do that? And she looked at me. And then, like, quickly walked away like I was,
yeah,
like I was fucking harassing her.
She's
or something.
Here to attack me. Yeah.
It was so crazy. I would not fucking mischaracterize how I was biking towards her. She looked at me and she fully opened the door, expecting me to like have to go around it.
So that person desperately needed attention.
That's what it felt like.
They wanted to do something that would force you.
I thought
to
maybe
have a reaction to that.
I thought maybe she had like a vendetta against bikers, like she lives in some sort of a community where, like, I don't know, bikers are disrespectful.
Her family
or whatever.
Was killed by a group of bikers.
Oh, could you imagine how hard it would be killing someone by running over a bike? You would have to do it so many times.
Well, it was the
brutal.
Tour de France.
That would be brutal.
Her husband tripped in the Tour de France.
Was Hillary Clinton?
It was Hillary.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Which also she could have done. 9/11.
She was in the Met Gala ball. The Met Gala.
I know. I saw
gown.
That giant dress. That's where she was hiding all of her emails.
How long were you hiding that for?
Wow!
How long were you sitting on that bad boy?
Now that
just had to divert. You know,
that's a TV tier joke.
Lead in with 9/11.
You writing for roast battle?
That would be on Gutfeld, dude.
Gutfeld.
That would be the best joke that night on Gutfeld.
I'm sure that joke is all over the internet.
You don't know what Gutfeld is?
No.
You know what Gutfeld is, right?
I don't.
It's like the biggest.
Is it like Seinfeld?
It's very much like Seinfeld. It's not about anything. It's like The Daily Show, but it's really poorly written and for conservatives on Fox.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
Yeah. We watch it in our hotel rooms when we're on the road with John. And it's so
funny. I'm sure he loves it.
Yeah, because the jokes are literally like first grader level stand-up.
I
want
to watch that. That would probably be like the funnest bonding drinking game experience.
Right.
You know, nowadays they change alphabet soup to pronoun soup.
Right. Yeah, stuff like that.
Kids are spelling out pronouns in their soup now.
Yeah, it's literally stuff like, Joe Biden signed this bill. Well, we don't know if he signed it. They just put a pen in his hand and it shook so much. Stuff like that.
I kind of like that joke. That one's pretty funny.
See, that's better than most of the stuff on Gutfeld.
Dude, that would be so funny if that's how he signed stuff. He just puts a pen in his hand and then he just gets scared.
But the thing about Gutfeld that I do respect is the level of delivery that he has and the confidence in the delivery of, because it's like Jon Stewart's obviously the GOAT when it comes to like hosting one of those news TV show things.
He's really the best at it.
But he was also delivering really good material from really good writers. And it's like Trevor Noah has, I would say, on par like writing as Gutfeld, but Gutfeld just sells it, baby.
Yeah, I mean, that's what seems fun about being like, there are a lot of genres of each kind of political kind of person, but what's fun about conservatives is like some of their genres never go out of style. So there's still like 1850s style hucksters pretty much
that
are like part of the GOP that like there's tons of bow tie guys that are like, you know, and they'll just be like, come one, come all.
Dude, that's the thing where people don't understand this. And it's like all those guys, obviously bad opinions. They're perpetrating bad opinions 100%. But there's something about the grift of it that's very interesting. Like, it's an interesting grift.
You got to respect the hustle.
Yeah. The hustle, the grind.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to respect the grind. Yeah,
on both, sure. It's like both ends. I'm like, salute. Good for you.
The things the Conservative Party aesthetically tolerates is so funny. Like, what's that guy Roger Stone? Yeah, Roger Stone.
Oh,
the guy
yeah.
that like he dresses like the evil Monopoly man. He walks into rooms and people are like, "There's
That's
Roger,
the man."
Like he walks into a room and people aren't like, "Look at that loser."
Right.
Oh, like look, like if a guy that looks like that walked into a room, I'd be like, "Oh, look at that loser."
Right.
Look at that sad loser that dresses like a fucking Pringles can. Like, this is a bummer.
It is really funny.
But then people see him and they're like,
and I'm sure they eventually start believing it, but I don't know. I just know, I know the other side. Like, I know people who propose to be incredibly on the left and incredibly intolerant of any sort of, like, you know, speaker words that are not acceptable, and then when you talk to them in person, it's like, oh, this person's saying every word that they say you shouldn't say,
right?
Online.
You're saying online they have the persona of being like a social justice warrior, but then you hang out with them in person, and
and it's the exact and it's like, I also understand the idea of like performance, but this isn't that. This is them like legitimately stating their opinions of like, you shouldn't say stuff like this. But then you talk to them in person, it's like, oh, you're just kind of
don't think I know people like that.
Oh, I 100% do. You don't know in comedy, you don't?
Yeah, I think you do.
I'm trying to think of examples because I feel like anyone that I know who is like so uptight about things like that is also uptight in person about those types of things.
The perfect example of that is like the Jamie Kilstein guy. Do you know about that whole thing?
No.
Where he was this like incredibly left guy. And then I guess he got accused of some form of sexual harassment. And then he completely pivoted right and is now on a, like, you know, mainstream podcast, completely, like, problematic. Like,
so his PR team was like, I don't know how famous this
definitely
guy.
Not his PR team,
but like
no.
Like if he had a team, it would be like, hey, listen buddy, either your career's over or
yes, let's pivot.
You just like double down and go in this direction and you'd be perfect,
but it's
that.
Like obviously all that stuff was already in his head, like he was already sort of like a cheeky ooh, I'm gonna say the wrong thing guy, but he was just suppressing all of that because of where he landed in terms of what side of the podium he was in politically.
Yeah.
Publicly, not in private, obviously, but publicly. And it's just, that stuff is funny to me. And I'm sure it's the same with, like, I'm sure if you talk to Gutfeld, he's like, yeah, I don't think that we should kill every homeless person. It's but what, you put the camera in front of him, he's got to have the other opinion.
That's what sucks, where it's like, you know, like, really leftist people that can only disappoint. It's like, you could get into a room with Bernie, and then you could be like, oh, wait, you're not actually like you say. And then that could be a bummer. But then if you get into a room with like Roger Stone and then he's just like, I don't give a fuck about any of that.
Yeah.
He's like, do they buy stuff? That's all I care about. You're like, yeah, you're a lot chiller, I guess.
Well,
it's true evil, though, with them, because they don't actually care about anything.
Right.
Like, that's why guys like that are so interesting.
They're total nihilists in a way.
That's like, that's what Trump, you know, really brought to the front of like, none of us give a shit. At all.
If you really mean
Which
what you
was,
say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like, it was nice to start to like look behind the curtain, you know?
It was good. Like, it was good for the
I mean,
white
just to
liberals.
Be exposed we in that way. Like these guys like Tucker Carlson and the InfoWars guy, like I don't think that they actually are like so adamant about these opinions that they
Alex
have.
Alex Jones is 100%.
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I've seen him in recent interviews. He had a mental breakdown back when he said the Sandy Hook shit. And
sure.
He's like apologized since then. But he is an actor and he's playing a character and he does it so well.
Well, he said that, but didn't that come out in the trial? Like he had to kind of say that for his defense against the getting sued for the Sandy Hook comments?
I didn't watch the trial.
No, you don't have to watch the trial, but it's like his defense in when he like said all that shit about
Sandy Hook.
Oh,
it's like I'm a comedian on stage.
Actor,
like
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
Shane Gillis like
right.
backing away from being his comments. Yeah. I don't know.
I think those are two slightly different situations. But yeah.
I mean, it's.
I don't think.
The same
I don't think Shane. I don't think Shane was like, I am an actor. Shane was like, oh, I was joking. But Alex Jones is like, this is completely a character I am playing.
But Shane did say that all of the people on SNL were crisis actors.
He did say that.
He said it's not a real show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He said Lorne Michaels is sort of like the George Soros of SNL.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty funny. I would support that joke.
Right.
Yeah, I do think... I guess my point is that Tucker Carlson, InfoWars, Alex Jones, he's found something that he's super, super good at, and now it doesn't even matter what he actually thinks about stuff. He knows which opinion to take.
He knows what button to press. Yeah, yeah,
and just,
yeah.
Like, I think he's on autopilot when he does that show where it's just, like, I tap in, I do this thing, I sound insane, and then, like, I go on and live my life, but I make a fuck ton of money.
Do you think that we don't have insane enough opinions on this podcast to be successful?
Completely. We are just fucking...
I was trying to convince people that I bombed the Pentagon.
He, you know...
Yeah.
No, you did. You did bomb the Pentagon. I saw a video of a...
I have something controversial I could talk about, but go ahead. After you.
This is quick. Alex Jones was on Kill Tony, and they were, like, just fucking around.
Alex Jones is on Kill Tony?
Oh, yeah.
Insane, yeah. And they were fucking around with William Montgomery. And at some point, Alex put, like, a bag of something on his head and then immediately was like, it was like, let's say it was like a Lay's bag.
On his own head?
Or no, it was a Raisin Bread bag on his own head.
Okay.
Alex Jones took a Raisin Bread loaf bag.
Raisin Bread is really good.
And spread it over his head. And he's like, the Raisin Bread bags will protect you from the GH that are coming from 5G from China. And, like, immediately just subbed in Raisin Bread bags for, like, his usual, like,
right,
diatribe on 5G, and was, like, pretty much just telling people, like, I can pop in, like, not saying it with his words, but, like, with showing how good he is at it, he might as well have just been like, I can pop into this whenever the fuck I want and garner a bunch of support for nothing.
Right.
And, like,
so maybe he doesn't believe.
He's like a real Judy Garland.
Right.
No, I mean, he's definitely, I think he definitely believes some of it, but it's like, at the end of the day, it's like, it's the same. It's the problem with all news today, where it's entertainment.
Yeah. I guess that's what we were talking about, where you can't really be in the middle. Like that. I guess that's what I was talking about with the people I know, where they can be like, oh, this is really bad, but also, I mean, everybody kind of, you know, says messed up stuff from time to time, so we should really just be going at people who are perpetrating actual evil.
Yeah.
And, you know, trying to make legislation that completely, like, fucks up 40 years of progress, but instead they're going after people who just recorded themselves saying stuff that you say yourself, which doesn't make it good, but it makes it, like, forgivable eventually.
Yeah.
You know?
He's a beatable enemy. You can't beat the Supreme Court. They're just going to kill us.
Right.
But you can get mad at a guy on TV. It makes you feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We can argue, like, it just seems like a waste of breath to argue with, like, television ideologies where it's all entertainment, where this is not revolutionary, but if you just follow the money, like, that's where every problem is.
It's like a schizophrenic man. And they're like, sir?
Yeah.
And it's like, really? That's the guy? Like, this, you wouldn't, yeah, if you didn't have a TV show, you wouldn't. But what were you going to say? What was your story? Would you like to share with the group?
Oh, it's really vague. I mean, I'm not going to name any names, but speaking on people who have different online personas, there is this comic who's, like, quite famous, and their whole persona is, like, being just, like, they're always on the right side of history, and they're, like, obsessed with being, like, you know, sort of an SJW, but also, like, an advocate for women, et cetera.
Pauly Shore.
Yeah, it's Pauly.
It was
the
Weeds.
Obviously Pauly.
Yeah, you're talking about the Weeds.
Tonight, 7:30, Brea.
And I was with a comic, and this person came up, and the comic was like, just explain an instance where this person, like, pinned them up against a wall and wanted them to have sex with them.
Oh, my
God. And that person said, like, was like, what the fuck are you doing?
That shit happens all the
time. And then...
it's crazy
how
much it happens.
The crazy thing is that that person has done a similar thing to me twice.
Really?
And it was when I've just started stand-up and, like forcing their tongue down my throat, things like that. And then I was like...
Damn, I'm sorry, dude.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
It's okay. I didn't respect myself.
That's not it. No, that's
not
we can't set that precedent.
I was dressed
No, no, Matt, it's still...
No.
No, Matt, it's still bad.
Is it?
Yeah, it's still bad.
It's not my fault?
No.
No.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, I've just felt like a dirty slut ever since that.
Oh, no, you shouldn't. It's not your fault at all.
Well, it's okay that you're a dirty slut. That still doesn't mean that should happen
to
you.
Yeah, that's true.
This is like the Robin Williams scene, but just two chill dudes. Just, no, it's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Yeah, yeah, if you choose to be a dirty slut, then it's great. But if you're forced to be a dirty slut...
Yeah.
Is that true?
Can you be forced to
be a
slut?
I think I'm just using really bad language.
I think a slut implies.
But yes, it would be like an instance where I like say goodbye to this. Say goodbye to this person, tongue down my throat, grabbing my neck, whatever. And I was just like, oh, typical, like, this person is way, like, star power. Of course, they're not doing something wrong. And then looking back, being like, oh, that was fucked. And then, like, that happened again. And then my friend, who I randomly was with, was telling me a similar thing that was more aggressive that this person did. And then I was like, oh, I want to hit up a person I know who used to open for this person. And sure enough, I called them and I was like, hey, this is kind of weird, but I'm curious. I was just doing some like digging because I was like, what are the odds that I'm with one other person and we've both had bad experiences? And we're like, me and that other person are significantly large people.
Right.
And seemingly confident people. So what would it be like around someone who, like, what if they did that to Cooper?
Right.
That was a joke. Talked to the opener and he was like, sure enough, he was like, that's why I stopped working with that person because X, Y, and Z kept happening.
And Cooper, before we keep going, would you like to say something?
Can you just kind of explain what you meant by that? Because I'm big and everybody knows I'm confident.
Yeah, it was like a waste of a line. I don't know why I tried to throw you under the bus like that. You're like a perfect, beautiful human, and I think you're actually more confident than me, especially on stage.
Cooper is more confident in a way that actually benefits the situation you're talking about, which he is confident in his level of quickly going to violence.
But isn't that like the thing that I was talking about? So I have all this information on this person, but it's like I'm not gonna like. You know what I mean? I don't feel like tweeting something or being
the exact same thing happened to me.
I'm going to destroy this person's career or whatever, but I'm like, I don't really care enough. But then I guess on one hand, I'm also like, oh, I wonder like if this person
is doing that stuff to other people. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough because it's like, it is your experience. And when it's your experience, I don't think you have any obligation, like you deal with it the way that you want to deal with it as essentially the victim of it, right? But the benefit of coming out and pursuing people, not that it's an obligation, is that it can lead to those actions.
Getting booked more.
Let's do a poll. Virgil. We're going to do a poll on the episode. Everybody vote. Should Matt expose him?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I guess it would be unintentionally nefarious. Like, I would be gaining, whether I would want to or not, just as a product of, like, because of the climate, if I was to say like, hey, this person is an abuser and I was a victim of this, I would immediately by like, you know, SJWs be like, oh my God, this gay man is coming.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm just saying it is a byproduct of that.
Yeah, but that's out of your control.
But also I don't think that's the main
and
concern.
I should just like solidify my merch and stuff before I drop that tweet.
You should get some real good videos in the can.
And like have something I want to sell and an Eventbrite link where I could be like, hey, like I was abused. Buy tickets to my show on Thursday.
The fact that that's your first thought is such like a fucked up product of living where we are, where
absolutely
it's like
insane.
It's like you're
well
you're,
literally sorry go ahead
I was just gonna say you're talking about something that actually is important, but your first thought is like, well, I don't want people to think that I'm like,
it sucks though, because like literally
you don't have to think about that. No one thinks that if you do that.
I think it every time someone comes forward.
Oh my God.
But I'm a like
that's
not,
because okay yeah so I think we're coming to the
it's because when I was raised every Jesus person in Christ. My church would always say all of your
This is bad. This and we need to, and you're not a bad person and there's nothing wrong with you, but we're going to stop that right now.
People are like,
a bad way of thinking about it, and sure. You should do what is good for other people and not worry about the bad things that can come from it.
Right.
People are like, why are there so
many
bad people in comedy?
My only intention in doing it.
Watch this podcast. It's like, it's a victim just being like, I just don't want to come out.
Yeah,
everybody's
I don't want
fucking
people to
think
I'm trying to make a buck or two.
But
I am earnest in saying that I'm not famous and I'm not like insanely like, you know, I'm not like a how. And I would hate for that to be the thing.
I think every Britney Spears fan knows who you are, good or bad.
You, okay.
Regardless of their perception. And that's a huge community.
They're like, wait, the Britney Spears guy was raped?
What?
And then it's just a video. I do the I come up with a story Britney, as
yeah,
Britney
that, Spears. I was about to say that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like,
hey, something interesting happened to me about 4 years ago.
You're crying through the makeup. It doesn't matter. The makeup looks exactly the same.
And people are like, why is he doing it as an impression? It's like people deal with things differently.
Yeah, they deal with things.
You have no right way.
I don't feel comfortable to say this as myself, so I will be saying it in character.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Like, the opposite of what Kevin Spacey did, which is defend himself in character. You saw those videos, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of perceptions about people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
He stopped doing that a few years ago.
He came out with one during quarantine.
He did, yeah.
He had such a run
of
insanity.
He was probably cracked out when he did that.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, maybe. I feel like him and his manager were like, it's over, but let's have some fun. Let's have a
little bit of fun. He was like cracked out, and he's like, it would be funny if I posted a video in character from House of Cards and was like still talking about, like, that would
smoking
be kind
weed,
of,
like, whoa, I have an idea.
He's like, I live in a mansion. Fuck it. Yeah. People are bored.
His manager's like, we should.
God, I still think he's hot. Do you know the worst part about getting your dick sucked by Willie Nelson?
See, now we're getting back at our podcast. Yes, what is it?
Finding out that it's not Willie Nelson.
That's pretty good.
His weed sucks.
It's like a very old joke.
Is that an old dad joke?
It's not an old joke of mine. It's just something everyone has said one time.
Mm-hmm. Everyone.
But you always have this fantasy. We all share this similar fantasy
of
where we go
Willie
to
Nelson.
This like daddy party, like a daddy pool party.
Well, I don't know.
It's a daddy pool party. Like, everyone there is going to look like Hugh Jackman. Like, it's going to be fucking hot.
Hugh Jackman's a daddy, because I thought he's a little short to be a daddy.
How tall is he?
He's like 5'8".
Damn. I mean,
is he?
You can be a short king.
Lewis.
Hugh Jackman's a weird one to throw out. Like,
oh,
why?
I think he's so hot.
Well, yeah, I just think
6'2"? Are you kidding me?
That's Hugh Jackman.
I am sorry, Hugh Jackman.
I knew that he was tall.
Let me apologize. No, I'm okay. Sorry. I'm taking accountability for my actions and my words right now. Hugh Jackman. I'm sorry. You are a daddy.
Okay,
you are
so
the greatest showman.
You think everyone there is going to look like perfect aged Burt Reynolds, like older Hugh Jackman, like just like Tom Selleck.
A little bit of hair, but in the right place.
And you get there, you're going to get Eiffel Towered by these guys. They're going to like gangbang
you. Oh, and you're saying I
want to
be there too.
In a consensual way. Well, we all want this.
I don't know about that.
But then we get to the pool party and everyone there looks like Willie Nelson and Billy Bob Thornton. And we're like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you just have this, you're like, finally, I got my golden ticket. I'm going to, like, let this happen. And then everyone there is, like, a complete fucking, like, slug.
There's one Hugh Jackman two Hugh Jackmans there, but they're getting swarmed. There's no way into those.
Well, I see the Hugh Jackman, and I immediately, like, shove people out of the way, like, throw them in the pool, like, get the fuck out of here. And then, like, I, like, say to that person, like, hey, like, I need you to come with me. And I, like, immediately remove them.
Right. I like the situation because, like, the situation when you describe it, like, all the logic is there. But just the very fact that you were, like, this thing that we all get.
We all do
that. We all understand.
On the weekends, we all go to these pool parties.
How many of these pool parties have you been to?
I'm literally thinking of a very specific instance where my boyfriend was like, I was like, hey, there's this thing that's like an event and it's like all these daddies and it's like they want like boys. And I was like, I kind of like want to check it out. And he was like, go have fun. See that's what happens. Cute. And then like, you know, it was like my what is it called? Like a hall pass. Mm. And then I get there and I was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
You
what
wasted
a waste
it.
Of a hall pass.
Yeah, wasted it.
That's why I don't want to like the idea of a bathhouse seems fun because it's like just crazy. But then you just show up and it's just like a fucking Greyhound
bus
station.
There's so much meth. Yes, that is the perfect description. There's much
and
meth.
And drugs. That's
so much meth, so much G, so much injecting silicon in your pee hole. And
just not worth it.
It's just you. It in Europe, they have bathhouses that are so. Have you guys been to Europe? They have bathhouses that it's like a communal thing where like cool regular gay people go to.
Mm. Right here, it's kind of just like hardcore.
Here, it seems like for the most part, the people who are regulars there are drug addicts or just people you would not enjoy having a conversation with. Where it's like, it would be so nice to have like a salon vibe. Do you know what I mean by that? Where it's just like naked guys hanging out by the pool. One of them is reading like out. One of them's reading a book. Just one of them's writing a college term paper.
Just
one of them is sucking off Burt Reynolds, you know, and it's just like we're all coexisting. It's beautiful.
Do you know about the Burt Reynolds thing, the Playgirl magazine?
Tell me. With him.
He did like a centerfold for Playgirl magazine and then got pissed off because he found out guys, like it's mostly guys who buy it.
Yeah.
He got really mad. He was like,
upset.
He thought it was going to be women.
I mean, gay what people don't exist? They can't buy magazines?
I don't know what he thought, but he was incensed by the idea.
Oh,
they're like, buddy, America truly doesn't make things
for women.
He
is a gay icon. Like,
oh, of course.
Yeah.
Was there anyone cooler at any point?
Smokey and the Bandit is the gayest name in the world.
Smokey the Bandit?
Smokey and the Bandit.
When he got R
World, get out of my
open
ass,
your
Bandit.
DMs. No. Open your DMs. Let's see what's going on in there.
There's not much good stuff.
What do you think's the best European country for these gay bathhouses?
Croatia.
Czech Republic.
Why is that?
Well, I've just been to two bathhouses there and they're fucking lit.
Oh, interesting.
And like cool young people.
I lost my virginity in a bathhouse in Prague. Prague is a city, Czech Republic is the country.
I just lost my virginity to a long term girlfriend.
I was on a mission trip. The church was paying for it.
I lost my virginity to a girl who had already had sex before, and when I finished, I was like, "That was pretty good," and she said, "I had better."
And life is really sad sometimes.
Yeah, life can suck.
It sucks.
Did you?
It's good you didn't blow your.
Did she
out.
Know that you were a virgin when she was having sex with you?
Mm-hmm.
And
didn't work the first few times.
Did not work your cock?
Yeah, I came pre-insertion because I was so nervous.
Oh, wow. So you, did you come pre-insertion, then you said to that girl that was good?
No. The one time it worked, when it finally we figured it out, and I didn't come pre-insertion.
So she gave you a couple trial runs.
She gave me a couple trial runs.
Shit.
Yeah, thankfully, hey, I will not name her, but hey, thanks.
When you mean pre-insertion, do you mean she was like sucking your dick and then you came, or you mean you were like, I'm going to take
my
dick out?
We were making out, and then moment of contact with the vagina just busted in the condom, and then totally did not acknowledge it and was like, oh, I'm just not getting hard, when actually I came.
That's so sad that you were using a condom.
Yeah. Cooper, when you lost your virginity, did it go well?
Yeah, it went really well.
You crushed it. Some people do.
I don't know if I crushed it, but we had sex for like a long time.
How old were you?
Like 17.
17, me too.
And
same age.
It's my girlfriend. We had sex for a long time, and she came. At least that's what it looked like, and it's what she said. But I don't know if I would give that to myself.
I believe all women.
But it was
one,
you know, we just, you know, it was one of those. I had sex for a long amount of time.
That's
it was
great.
Good. I walked away. I was like, that was solid.
That's great. It took
did
me a while
you,
to get there.
The first time, did you perform cunnilingus?
Yeah.
How about you?
No, that was not a thing. And in like,
it wasn't invented yet.
It wasn't invented in Cape Cod. No. It's funny. This goes to my point that I've said all the time. Here, I'm like, I'm not.
I'm curious because this was before like woke culture, where we were like, oh, we need to eat.
Well, also,
vagina.
It didn't make it to where I was. So like here in LA, I'm definitely on the more normal side of things. But in
this was still the period in time where in The Sopranos, someone got killed for eating pussy.
I know it was way after that.
Okay.
He didn't get killed. Did he get
No, sorry.
He
ended up killing he eats pussy, and it was a secret in The Sopranos, and like the girl told some of her girlfriends and it got out to the boys, and the boys were like, "Oh, he likes macking down on fish."
No.
And then like he like killed people.
I remember the first time
it was psycho.
The first time I was like hooking up with my high school girlfriend,
I
asked one of my friends like, oh, do you eat pussy? And he was like, no, you wait for college for that. He literally said that. He was like, wait for college.
Well, you need a high school diploma to do
I
that.
I ate out my girlfriend like the first time we hung
out.
Well,
you're a California kid.
Not the first time we hung out, but the first time we hooked
in
up.
In Cape Cod, you need a diploma
to eat pussy. Yeah, you have to go to ITT Tech.
Yeah, I mean, they respect it so much that like they don't want some.
Right.
Like, if you ain't got even a GED, don't fucking put your mouth on my vagina.
Mm-hmm. But no, I didn't start eating pussy until college.
Man, if you're afraid to lick it, you can take that bucket and kick it. That's what I say.
What?
If you ain't going to eat pussy, you should hang yourself.
Oh, I have never eaten pussy.
Kill yourself.
Yeah.
I'm a new like lover of eating bussy.
Yeah, that's child's play.
Cooper, did you have anything to talk about this week?
Why did you tackle Chappelle?
I'm really trying to think.
My girlfriend was there when Chappelle got tackled.
Things happen to me, but they're not that
interesting. Did she beat the shit out of that guy?
She jumped in. Yeah, she got a few stomps in.
She's the one who broke his arm.
She broke the arm. The arm wasn't... I don't think the arm was broken.
Yeah, yeah. Can you explain this?
Yeah, well, Sam Harder, Cooper's roommate, said this because Sam has been handcuffed to a hospital bed a few times.
Kinky.
Yep.
And I guess when you do that, when they do that, they intentionally twist your arm as they do it. Now, his arm could have been broken. I don't know. This is just from Sam, but Sam said it probably wasn't broken. It was just the way that they...
I mean, yeah. If you look at it, it's like...
The arm can
bend that way.
Good God.
Easily.
But
it was just like this.
Right.
That's the only way it was.
It looked so bad in that picture. I mean, in the context of him having the shit beat out of him, it looked like, oh, they like broke all of his.
I will say those guys are not that they like not that they're lucky or but they are very lucky that he didn't like get into a coma or die or something.
Oh, it would have been so bad if it's like Jamie Foxx and Elon Musk murdered a guy.
I don't want to sound like Judd Apatow being like, oh, well, Will Smith slapped that guy and he could have died, but it is pretty dangerous when you're stomping someone out in a group.
Yeah, that's insane. Fucking, do you know that guy makes music that attacks Chappelle?
He was a rapper.
He has a song called Dave Chappelle that he released 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. What's the song like?
I don't know what it's about.
We should definitely listen to
it. You know what's scary, though, is he just released a song called Cooper Lydon.
Uh-oh. Shit. You got 3 years, though.
Shit.
I'm kind of worried about tonight.
You got 3 years. Do you think it would help our podcast if we all tackled the Wheeze tonight?
Wow, dude.
Do you think we would... It would, like, for promotion, people would listen, right?
Yeah, as that guy was being taken away, he was like passing out his mixtape.
Well, because we need to find a way, because we don't have sound bites. Like, you know that one podcast where they're like women shouldn't have Instagram or it's cheating. It's like that's how you get a viral clip.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have to start doing clout chasing as a podcast. I feel like rappers do.
I think we could lie about people every episode.
Okay,
like do libel and slander.
Yeah.
But as parody.
No, like just straight up like yeah.
We're going to start the rap, but we have shout outs. Oh, and the first one, Cooper, I want you to take this one. Pufina Silly Momina.
Pufina Silly Momina.
Look in the camera. Be respectful.
Honestly, Pufina, I don't think that you really understand what real rap is. Me
right.
And DJ Kool Herc just
you started
in the basement, you know, fucking just mixing, scratching records, you know, our mom's yelling at us. Like,
right.
That's real rap music. Mos Def was at the Comedy Store last night.
That's pretty cool.
Shit, he's really? Fucking dressed amazing.
He looked great.
Yeah.
He's cool. He seems like a cool guy.
He's such a sick dude. You could just tell.
Sophie McDonough.
Mos Def would never want to hang out with you, Sophie.
Oh my God! Come on, Cooper. Be nice to Sophie.
You're not that interesting, Sophie.
Gregory Litley. I don't know him, but we just became fellow followers of each other on Instagram. But he said he's obsessed with Sissy Boys.
Let's go!
Right?
Hey, Gregory, you can spit in Cooper's hair if you want.
Yeah,
Gregory.
I would actually love to video you doing that, and we can post it as a promo for the
podcast. As a promo for the podcast, Martin Ratijak.
We're buying you Jello shots. Martin, come see us. We're buying you Jello shots.
Okay, this is in Russian.
Oh yeah,
Louis, do you know Russian?
No, but I think it's Sinichka Sinichkina.
I think it's Dasha Nekrasova.
How do you know that?
Because I put it into Google Translate.
Oh, that's so great. Sinichka Sinichkina.
Well, I hope that you're doing well.
Oh, and then people defended me in my sweater in the comments, and I want to thank them for that. Actually, Matt.
God, I had something really gay that I did this week, and now I'm having a difficult time thinking about it. No, I'm just trying to think. I didn't come for 7 days, and then I had sex with my ex-boyfriend, and we were, like, deciding whether I wanted to, like, put the load in his butt.
Sure.
But I was like, the visual on this might be incredible. And so I was fucking him, and then, like, I pulled out, and I shot so much cum. Like, it was, like, six, like, massive Starbucks pumps of cum.
You said it like a kid who was proud of, like, hitting a home run in Little League.
It looked like I did, like, enhancement drugs or something, because it was just, like, 7 days, a seven-day load, and it was all over him.
It was
kind of funny, because we were like, damn, it would be hot to, like, have it inside, but, like, the visual, like, we should, like, really experience this. And boy, I'm so glad I pulled out.
That's a lot of cum.
It was a
lot. That's a
lot
of cum.
Yeah, seven Starbucks pumps.
It's like four tablespoons.
And thick. I'm just, why am I talking about this?
Nothing wrong
you're
with that.
You're so like gross. Just, yeah, but you're so almost innocently just happy about all this.
It was awesome, to be honest. I'm like, maybe I should just come once a week.
Sounds awesome.
What's something pan that you did this week besides jerk off three times a day for the past 17 years?
I don't know. I mean, I've been annoying and thinking about myself all week, so that's pretty pan.
Is that pan? Pan is kind of whatever you want it to be.
Do you know how you stop
it's
thinking about yourself?
Pissing everyone off.
You haven't been pissing
that's
me off.
That's what it is.
You never have pissed me off so far. But I will say, if you want to stop, the way to not
Cooper,
think about
down,
yourself is to do things for other people. So when you're, like, in your head, just maybe call a friend and be like, hey, how's your day going? And then, like, offer to do something nice.
You've never done that to me before.
Well, I've never think about myself, so it's not an issue.
So you never have to.
Yeah, yeah. But if I do think about my... I should call you more often just to, like... I need to do that, too. I'm preaching to myself. I'm reminding myself that acts of service is a great way to help others and... yourself.
All right, you were already done saying your gay thing. Okay, you don't get two in one podcast.
That was gay.
What's
something straight you did?
Oh, something straight I did is I met my girlfriend's friends from high school / college.
Boring.
It was boring. But that's part of being straight. You know what I mean? That's straight culture.
What'd you guys do?
We went to a bar and I spoke with them and
you spoke with them. What are your intentions with my girlfriend?
We had
did you
a
come to an agreement?
We came to an agreement.
I will have her on weekends. You can have her on Wednesday.
Yeah, I said, okay, let's split her up.
What bar did you go to?
Oh, Bigfoot.
Bigfoot Lodge.
Bigfoot Lodge.
Such a fun bar.
Fun little bar.
Did you guys go on karaoke night?
Well, one of her friends did karaoke. It was very funny.
Oh,
it was very nice.
Have you ever done karaoke?
No.
Oh, I would love to see you do karaoke.
You would? I would do it.
It's fun. Monday night. So you were there on a Monday, huh?
I was there on Monday.
Nice. Did you have a good time with her friends?
I did. Yeah, it was fun. You're always like a little bit, oh, I hope I like these people, but
yeah, yeah.
Her friend, one of her friends I'd met before, and it's very fun. So I was like, oh, well, we'll be fine. And then everybody ended up being fine.
It's so nice when you like your significant other's friends.
Yeah.
It's kind of a red flag if you don't.
No, yeah, totally. Well, it's gonna come to a head eventually.
Yeah, but it's also like, why have you been investing your time in these people?
Well, because it's fine in the moment, and then you get into one argument, and then all of a sudden it's just like, also, fuck your friends.
Yeah, well, at least I'm not hanging out with Angelina, who's a fucking loser.
All right, well, that's Sissy Boys Podcast. Please subscribe on YouTube, or Cooper's going to do something bad.